This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're coming to you from the Rock and Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Mafia and Kevin. Don't call me John Wall. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I don't know, Mafia, if you saw the Kucherov hit that he had tonight in that game, a controversial hit. He's going to have a hearing tomorrow with the NHL for his hit. He hit a defenseless player along the corner wall and just drove his head into the wall. And it is pretty clear to me that it's a boarding call and a dangerous hit and a dirty, cheap shot hit. So it looks to me like Nikita Kucherov, the highest scorer in the NHL, who could win the Hart Trophy and everything else. Mavi, looks like he's going to get suspended for that hit. Did you see the hit? It was dirty.
Yeah, that's the last thing that they need for him to be out. When you're making a comeback like that, you need all hands on deck, especially a guy like him who could score at will. So to lose him for any time in that series, that could have a huge effect. That might put the nail in the coffin. You know, it's kind of the same way that Toronto lost Marner for a couple games last year against Boston and just killed him.
So just so you know, 4-3 Vegas in this game. Stone has scored to make it 4-3, and the Blues lead 4-3 on the Jets. Now, the go-ahead goal was O'Reilly. Maroon and Sundqvist had scored the other goal. Sundqvist had two goals, but O'Reilly, the go-ahead goal, could be the difference in that one. And then the Jackets beat the Lightning 5-1. Unbelievable. Atkinson, Duchesne, Nash, Panarin, and Werenski. That's crazy, right? Riley Nash, the goal scorer. Some people think Rick Nash. He's done playing. But anyway, crazy game tonight there that they just schooled them. And the Islanders beat the Penguins 3-1. Bailey, Bevilier, and Eberle, the goal scorers. For the Islanders, they lead that series 2-0. The Blues are up, as I told you. And so, bottom line is this, Mafia. The Jets lose both games at home with 8 minutes left. They're done. I don't care what you say. Winning two at home is nothing. That's not a surprise to me. For anyone that knows anything about hockey, if you win the two games at home, you handled your business. If you lose both games at home, you're dead meat. That's what I say. You're dead meat. I mean, recovering from it is like, you know, 1 in 10 at best, 1 in 20. You don't recover from going down 2 at home, if you ask me. What are they going to do, go win all the rest of the games? If you can't even win on your home ice to open the series one of the games, if you can't split those first two, you're dead. That's it. It's that. Trust me, they're going to lose.
Yeah, there's some teams that I can say, okay, no, they can still come back. They might be able to get it done. I don't believe that much in this Winnipeg team. We said how hot St. Louis was coming into the playoffs, that they were going to be troubled because they're playing probably the best hockey in the NHL coming
in. Since January 1st, they played the best hockey in the league.
And now to be up 2-0 and then going home and have that hot streak behind you, just being playing so well, it's going to be very, very hard for Winnipeg, probably impossible for them to come into St. Louis and win both those games, if not at least one. I mean, they pretty much got to win both games. When you're down like that, you completely lost the home ice, you got to go and win at least one. But them, they need both, the way that they show this on their home ice here, and they're not going to do it.
I've been watching dirt mud motorcycle racing all night on the televisions that won't stay on because of the rain. You would think that we were in a typhoon or a, you know,
hurricane,
typhoon, tsunami, one of those large, like, you know, world events. But instead, it's just raining in New York, and we have no TVs.
Yeah, some kind of storm where you have cat whatever to it, so you know how bad it is. But
right.
No, we just have a regular rainstorm.
You know, like a cat 4, cat 5. This
right.
is like just a normal rain. It's just coming down, and then we have no TVs.
It's just off and on. Some heavy rain, but nothing catastrophic. And still nothing.
So Kevin, don't call me John Wall, is working here tonight. Your boy Carver High is off, hammered again at the Islander game, drunk. You've actually, have you been to a axe throwing event or something? You knew about it?
I have not, but it's actually on my bucket list. A lot of my friends have been going, and I'm pretty interested, I have to say.
So wait a minute. Your friends go and throw axes at people?
Hey, it's 2019. A lot has changed.
Are you kidding me? I don't understand, Mafia. Why is this some kind of new thing? What is that about? I've never heard of that.
Something that's been growing. I mean, I don't know. Guess you got to learn those survival things in case there's a zombie apocalypse. I don't know.
Is this like beer pong or something?
No, it's just axes at a target.
That's it.
Yep.
And so you just throw axes all day.
It's like going to a shooting range for guns or something like that. It's just with axes.
But I saw the video you showed me, and the chick threw the axe, and
it
bounced
back
and almost split her face open.
You're not supposed to bounce them off the rubber mats on the floor.
Well, she did, and it almost took her face off.
It did.
That would have been awesome. Honestly, it would have been so fantastic for me. The first time I've ever seen axe throwing, if I would have seen a chick throw an axe and it hit the ground and bounced up and came back like a boomerang and split her face in two and absolutely went right down the middle of her skull and split her head open like a watermelon, that would have been awesome.
Or just stuck in the top of her head like one of those novelty arrows?
Yes, I would have loved to have seen that as a first-time viewer of the axe-throwing league.
Actually a big thing in the Northwest. We had a caller.
Is that right?
He was from Alabama, but he was saying it's a big thing in the Northwest, and it's like a big competitive sport out there.
Oh, they also do these things out there, right? Don't they like chop trees down and stuff? And
they think they're rocking in Russia.
Don't they have like a woodsman Olympics or something?
Like lumberjack competitions?
They do. They have that. You cut down trees and sawing and catching salmon out of the river.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Isn't it? Can you imagine me, Mafia, in my, what do you wear in the river? Do you wear like, don't they wear like...
like the rubber pants and the galoshes?
Like rubber pants. You just stand in the river and fly fish.
I can totally see you doing that. Yeah, you have so much patience and just infinite calm.
Me to Reno? Is that the closest I've ever been to fly fishing in the river?
I suppose you've been to a body of water where people would do that.
Is there a river up there?
Correct. Oh, some people fish in the rivers by us, but I wouldn't trust those.
Maybe that's why they never had us back.
I think it was a little too cold to go fishing when we were there.
Do you remember when we were there? Now Steve Alford's there.
For 10 years. How'd he get signed for a 10-year deal?
Is that what they gave him?
Yeah. To a guy that just ditched out on a team right before he went to UCLA. Didn't he, like, just get to that job and then ditch him for UCLA?
Maybe he's done moving around after all of his failings.
He better be with a 10-year deal. I wonder what the out is in that contract. Like, listen, we'll give you 10 years.
I actually think the guy can coach.
I don't trust him to not leave that for another gig with a 10-year contract.
John in Miami off QAM.
Hey, Pharrell, you need to start writing with Quentin Tarantino movies.
Yeah, I think that's, I like, I don't really like anything other than violence.
Right. Well, no, that's why I said that. He's into the best violence of any movie guy out there.
Right. Yeah, I know.
To see any violence here today?
I certainly hope so.
My wife watches a lot of, like, horror movies and everything. She likes scary, and she also likes, like, that supernatural, like, all those ghosts and... paranormal and like haunted houses and all that femmy stuff. I don't, I want to see, people have their heads blown off is more my style.
Before I get to the Masters, I want to ask you a question I've never heard anybody ask you. I've never heard you say it.
Right.
Maybe you have in 30 years, but you probably haven't. Who's your favorite band you ever saw in your life? Whether it's still around today or not.
My favorite bands I've ever seen live, Metallica a bunch of times and the Rolling Stones a bunch of times. And I guess, who else would I put in there as that I saw that I liked? Gwar. I saw them on Acid. I did Acid and went to see Gwar. That was fun. Guns N' Roses, I've seen a bunch of times. I've seen every band. I've seen them all. I like Pink Floyd, too. And the Grateful Dead. And the only reason I went to Grateful Dead shows was to score acid and mushrooms. Wait a minute. Are we on the air?
How about Jay Giles' band in the 70s, early 80s?
Yeah, I like Jay Giles as well. I saw him once or twice.
They put on a wild show.
They were good. I mean, I'm not going to flip out or anything. Like, I had more fun at George Thorogood, if I were to be honest.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The two guys you had on for the Masters were good. They're both, I know who Ricardo is and the other guy's good.
Right.
But let me give you insight that they can't give you. I played in the U.S. Open. I was a good player back
right.
in the 70s or
right.
80s.
Right.
This is who's going to win. You got Koepka, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he might be the one. And the reason is, not just because he's won two U.S. Opens 2 years in a row and he won a PGA.
Right.
But he can putt. The difference is who the best putters are. And he is one of the best putters in the world. That gets it done at the end. He's not scared to win, okay? Two other guys, Louis Oosthuizen, and I expect him to be there on Sunday
right.
at the very end.
I'm with you.
Okay? And the last one is, everybody thinks Tiger has a shot. Well, let me just tell you something. I'll tell you the guy's name next week. I don't want to say it on the air now, but one of the guys that taught Tiger Woods when he won majors told me on Monday he's never going to win the Masters ever again because he doesn't hit it far enough. And he doesn't hit it straight enough. Because I told him I think Tiger might win this week. Because, you know, he knows the course better than anybody. He feels comfortable now. And he feels comfortable.
I don't think he hits putts inside of 10 feet, to be honest with you. The ones he's been rolling in Thursday and Friday were, if you ask me, like lucky, you know, 20-footers and stuff. Those little 8-footers and 5-footers are the ones he misses. Those are the money putts and, you know, on Sunday. On the back nine, and you got little 5-foot runner that's going to roll off on you, and then, you know, you run it by. He's going to miss those, if you ask me. I hope he wins. I mean, obviously, I'm like everybody else. The minute that guy's in it on Saturday or Sunday, and he's in the lead or tied for the lead, people are going to go, you know, crazy. People are going to go crazy for him because they love him so much. I mean, like, did you see the gallery? It's like the guy's God. I've never seen anything like it. Like, he is the most popular golfer in the world, hands down. People that say Lefty and everybody else, they don't go crazy for him. Like they love Lefty, but not like they love this guy.
A lot of mercy.
I agree. Tiger took over the world, man. He changed the world just like the Beatles did.
They don't even care about the driving on drugs, being high, having his wife chase him with a golf club. People don't even care about any of that. He slept with 100 hookers. No one cares about any of that. They're like, whatever. He's allowed to sleep with 100 hookers because we love him so much.
The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, they all adore him.
Anyone that has,
think he's a righteous dude.
Anyone that has little tigers for golf club covers that he's had rocking for like 20 years, you get like an automatic. It's like having free easy pass. I mean, he's just got a pass. People love. He could commit murder and they'd love him still. The guy's the most loved golfer ever. I've never seen anything like it, except for Jack Nicklaus, right?
You should take your show to Augusta next year for like 2 or 3 days. You'll have the best. You'll have more stuff to talk about on the air just about that golf tournament of what you see and stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. They don't want me anywhere near there. I used to work in Atlanta, and they, like, banned me from the place. They thought I was nothing but trouble. And I was, you know, certainly too wild and entertaining for that crowd down there.
You the devil.
Because you got to admit, I mean, it is Baptist City. Right? It's like real religious and Southern. They want nobody down there with a big mouth. Trust me. But they let John Daly sit in the Hooters parking lot and sign autographs all day. God bless him. Do you think that was Johnny Miller? I'm taking a guess. I mean, the guy said he played in the 70s. Is that what he said? 70s or 80s? Something like that. He said back in the day.
1977, he was telling me on the line. Told me three times.
That guy, it was Johnny Miller. You could tell. 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So you're right, Mafia. It was not a Lomachenko. It was a previous fight that I was watching. I was watching an old Lomachenko fight. And now he's getting into the ring this very minute to fight Carolla, Adam Carolla.
Now we're on the same page then.
So now they're getting ready to go.
Wherever, yeah, I got that going as well.
This is at Staples Center, I believe, in LA.
It is.
Where we went to the fight.
Yes. a couple months ago. It's a great scene out there.
So this guy will have about as much of a chance as the last guy. Does he fight anyone ever? Does he ever fight anybody with any talent?
Well, the problem with boxing is that you have all these bodies that sanction these belts that give you mandatory challenges that you have to face this guy, and half the time it's some schmuck that no one's heard of.
Like this guy. This guy has no chance against him, does he? I mean, I don't think so. He's from Great Britain, this guy Krolla. Good luck. Your boy Lomachenko, when he goes to work, he means business. The Blues just beat the Winnipeg Jets at home in Winnipeg 4-3. They took both games in Winnipeg. They lead that series 2-0, and they're going home to St. Louis up 2 for a game on Sunday. Can you believe that? I mean, can you even believe they beat them both games in Winnipeg? They're done. I don't care what anyone says.
I can't believe that. That's ridiculous. They can't win one at home at least. That, I mean, at least for their sake, it's not like Tampa where they came back in the second game and just had nothing at home. They showed something, but it wasn't enough. St. Louis got the late goal, and they put them up, and they held on the rest of the way.
So, and then all that's left, Vegas leads 4-3 over San Jose, and that's a huge go-ahead goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. Now, Vegas is trying to even that series at 1-1. San Jose won the first game, and then Columbus won both games in Tampa. The Islanders won both games at the Nassau Coliseum, and the Blues won both games in Winnipeg. Are you noticing a trend here? So,
bunch of 2-0 series.
Yeah, these are all 2-0. If San Jose comes back and wins, they'll be 2-0. But I am surprised that Columbus won both games in Tampa and St. Louis won both games in Winnipeg. I'm not surprised the Islanders won both games. And I'm not surprised Vegas answered the call tonight to arms because they were down. They got their ass beat in game one, and they showed up tonight. Alice is in Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. I have a couple questions, sir.
Yeah.
You the gentleman who was talking about jury duty maybe last month or
Yeah. Yeah, I went.
You went. Okay. I wanted to go, actually. I'm retired. It's something to do. But I had medical problems, and that got me out of it.
Yeah, I went. It was, like, the worst day of my life. I did not enjoy it at all. I hated every minute of it. And, you know, I know that they give you a 3-year reprieve now from doing it.
I think so, yeah.
Well, if they ever send me another one, I'm going to kill myself because I can't. I'm not doing that again. I will move before I do that again. I'm not doing it again.
So if you want to get rid of your driver's license.
Oh, yeah, they put a warrant out for your arrest. They'll ruin your life if you don't do it. But, I mean, at some point or another, like, you know what I say? If you do it once, why should I have to do it again? Like, how many times what about all the people that never do it? How about go get them? How's that sound for an idea?
Sounds good to me.
I mean, I don't understand how.
I wanted to do it, but I couldn't because
Right, you told me. But why do people go? Well, I don't understand why people do it multiple times. Why not get the people that have never done it? I don't understand. How does some people get away with it, and then other people have to go do it multiple times? It's BS.
Yeah, I agree with you. That is pretty crazy.
It's pathetic. So what did you want to say to me?
Well, I wanted to know. I heard that the Blues just won. I'm born and raised in St. Louis. I mean, I bleed Cardinal red. Do you think the Cardinals are going to make it to October this year?
Oh, I mean, I have no idea. There's only 6 months left in the season, so we'll see how they do. I think they have as good a shot as anybody in the Central, but I'll be honest with you. If you ask me right now, I'd say the Brewers are a better team, but I think the Cardinals are tough, and it's always good when they're in the postseason. They got a lot of world championships, so they're really good franchise, and when they're good, it's good for baseball. I believe that. I'm used to it, you know what I mean? There you go. Very exciting. Looking ahead just to the, you know, World Series and everything, since we're in April, and the season just started 2 weeks ago, but we've already started focusing on the World Series here.
By the way, since it's hard to know what's going on in that game since it goes in and out on us, apparently, early in the second period, Sharks actually took the lead in that game 4-3, but it got waved off on Couture goalie interference, put him in the box, and on that penalty, Stone scored to put them up 4-3.
Wow, so they scored a goal, waved it off, put the guy in the box, and then they scored?
Yeah.
There you go. It's been a lot of fun tonight here in the studio, not being able to watch any sports.
And then he went
other
down.
Other than motorcycle racing and mud and NASCAR Infinity Series time trials. Isn't the Infinity Series the like minor leagues of the NASCAR?
I don't know. I don't follow the major leagues in NASCAR, let alone the minor leagues.
No, but I mean, isn't it like they got the
They change the name of those things like every year. I can't
I know, but
track.
The NASCAR Cup
right.
Series.
It's like the Monster one now. Right,
Monster. And then there's the Truck Series, and then there's Xfinity.
Yeah, I believe so.
And it, Infinity, or whatever they call it, Xfinity, is the like the minor league of the Cup Series.
Right.
But there's a lot of guys that do both, right? There's a lot of guys that race... Like Kyle Busch runs in both. A lot of them run in both. I just wanted to say, just for my impressions of it, that I can't believe, because I have it on right now, I wouldn't watch one of those races if you tied me down with duct tape and stuck giant pitchforks through my eyeballs and like, you know, had me stuck through the wall with a pitchfork. And then I was duct taped the rest of my body to the wall and set on fire. I would still find a way to not watch the NASCAR race in that predicament of being tied up and tortured with a pitchfork by the lady and husband that live on the farm. Do you know the ones I'm talking about that are in the picture with the pitchfork?
Yes.
They're the ones that take me hostage.
The old people?
The old people are the ones that stick.
That's like the New Yorker magazine cover?
Yeah. They're the people that kidnap me and torture me.
The picture where, like, the eyes follow you wherever you walk
it
around.
It turns
all the
out
movies.
That the old man farmer is an Xfinity owner. He owns one of the teams, and he's been trying to kill me for years. He's also an Islander.
Well, there's a long list of people who've been trying to do that.
He's an Islander fan, too. He's a season ticket holder at the Coliseum. Or wait, at the Barclays. Or wait, where else do they play? You know what I think they should do in that series? Because, you know... I don't want to, far be it for me to, you know, I bet on the Islanders in both games and hit the bets. I did. Documented by Mafia and PharrellOnTheBench.com, all documented. But what I think they should do, just for my, just so I can feel better about myself, I think they should give the Islanders a few more power plays. It was 6-2 tonight. You know, I'm thinking next, like Sunday, you know, since the Masters is going to get rained out, why don't they, Pharrell, and give them like 9 power plays on Sunday and see if they could score some goals that way? You know, because they're already up 2-0 in the series. How about 9 power plays for the Islanders on Sunday? 9-2, maybe. What do you think? Would that make it fair, the series, so we can make it, you know, even it out a little bit?
You like, if it's 9-2 the other way.
Do you like 6-2 in power play opportunities in these games? How do you like 4-3 or 3-3? But are you a fan of the 6-2 approach?
No, of course not. You want it to be even, but, I mean, it all depends on the play and how it goes.
Jesus Christ, if they gave them any more power plays, they'd let them sleep with their wives.
That's only if you win the series. It's not just on power plays.
Well, thank God they don't have a good power play. But didn't they score power play goals tonight? I think they did. I don't know. They scored 3 goals, so I don't know if any of them were power play goals. Very exciting here.
Yeah, Bailey's was the last one.
So Bailey's was the power play goal, but they had 6 power plays in the game, 6-2. But of course, it was called perfectly. You know, I just want to make sure that everything goes the Islanders' way in the series, so that you know that their fans are happy and that their announcers and everyone and Mike and everybody else. I want to make sure that they're all happy, you know, because he doesn't come to work, so he goes to the game. So, you know, I got to make him happy, make sure he's happy, get him some good tickets to the game. Did he get a credential for that?
Yes, he did.
So, and then they get 6-8, maybe 9 power plays when they go to the game so that it all works out for him. You get parking too? Do you get a parking credential for that?
I hope so. Parking's expensive these days.
Yeah, it's like $30 to get into the parking lot, so I hope he got a credential.
It's
out
as expensive
of that,
as park is to go to games now.
And you know, and then if you get all the calls too in the game, that'll, you know, make the whole experience better for everybody. You know what I mean? When you go with your friends and family, just so, you know, parking's free, your credential's free, you don't go to work, and then you get 9 or 10 power play goals. Christ, I mean, everything just lines right the Pharrell up for you, doesn't it?
Speaking of one side, this fight is not going all the way, that's for sure.
Oh, is he? He's already killing this guy.
This
Adam
guy's been
Carolla.
Backing up the whole fight, and he's just beating him.
Adam Carolla is in trouble.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Are these the storms that are rolling through here right now that I'm looking at? I mean, it is just pouring outside. Is that what it boils down to? It looks like the world's ending outside. I'm looking at this radar on TV. Oh, that was during the Yankee game. That was when it was raining so bad. I'm watching this game now, 15 minutes left, Vegas and San Jose. I got the game on. Hopefully it'll stay on. But what do I know? Here's one other thing I wanted to say. I have people like, that are, I guess, like, what are they, a combination of Islander fans and also, like, people that, like, I know, fair enough, that are, would appear to me, I'm getting all kinds of abusive texts and tweets directed toward me because of my affinity for the Penguins in life. I don't know how many times I can say this. I want to be clear. So, Kevin, are you following me here? I just want to make sure you're on, just so you can get to know me a little better. First of all, one, Mafia, how many times have I told you, even when they win, the Penguins, when they win, you know, two of the last three Stanley Cups, and, you know, they've won five Stanley Cups because, you know, they suck so bad. But how much do I have to do with the team?
Zero.
Like, in terms of a percentage of how much my involvement is with the team in terms of wins, losses, and Stanley Cups, can you give people an idea of the percentage of my involvement?
None whatsoever.
So, like, a 0% involvement.
Correct.
Okay, so in layman's terms, just for people that smoke bong rips, that means I have nothing to do with it. Okay, so for the people that send me texts and tweets about my, like, trying to, like, get, mock me or make fun of me or do these things to me, I just want to let you know, so, because I know you're listening right now, how much I now don't like you. Okay, so I barely liked you before and you thought I liked you. Just know now, when I don't respond to you ever again for the rest of your life, as a person or a colleague or a someone you know, and I, like, disown you and you keep asking yourself, why didn't Pharrell ever respond to my 45 nasty text messages during the Islander game? Just know that our friendship ended the night that you harassed me with all of your goddamn text messages and photos and videos and your stupid sticking a knife in my chest when my team's losing type thing that you got going. Just so you know, we're not friends anymore.
I hate you forever.
I just don't like people that do that. I never do that to people.
I mean it.
Do you like rub it in people's faces when your team wins a game? Is that what you do?
I'm not that type of person.
Okay, so I want people to know that if you think I'm going to ever have anything to do with you again, with your stupid-ass texts and comments you're sending to me, emails, pictures, videos, I'm getting all of this tonight. So just so you know, I'm just keeping tabs tonight. Just so, Mafia, on the way home, can we write down all the people that I no longer will know now in life?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
I don't find it funny that I'm at work and I'm getting all this and I'm, like, trying to, like, do my job and, like, do the show, and I'm kind of a busy dude a little bit, but I got these asshats that think that, you know, what I'll do tonight is I'll harass Pharrell all night at his job and send him a bunch of videos of me at the Islander game having a good time, okay? And I'm not talking about Carver High. He ain't got nothing to do with us once he blows this place off, believe me. That guy's half 15 beers to the wind already. I already know him like the back of my hand. He could care less about us to begin with, let alone when he's at the hockey game. He doesn't care if we die. So this isn't about him. I got other idiots that are harassing me. I don't even like you to begin with. Now I really don't like you.
Don't make me angry.
So
you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Just so we're clear, when I don't respond to you ever again in life, it all goes back to tonight. So I just wrote a couple people off on my list tonight. People think it's funny. You think it's funny? You think I'm having fun? Listen, you better hope that you win the series and finish them off, because if you don't, I'm going to make you literally snort heroin when I'm done with you. You will snort heroin and kill yourself and literally OD on heroin when I'm done with you. Because when I start torturing people and making fun of you and hurting your feelings, I'm so good at it, your children will cry.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberry.
That was the last person right there that messed with me when I talked bad to him. And that's how bad I talked to him. Listen again.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberry.
I actually said to him in that particular attack that it was dingleberries that it smelled like.
The next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing.
It's a little different than endleberries. It's just, those are more like kind of, you know, garage door berries. In other words, like from deep inside my cavity.
Take a look at what I'm wearing, people. Do you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
Just wanted to say, so for all the people, and you know who's another one here that does it to me? This guy, old Grover out here. Like, can you imagine this old geezer says something to me about it? Like, are you kidding me? Is there anyone that talks less hockey than him in this entire building? Do you know who I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly.
You want
what
to talk about it? You want another hint? Chainsmoker.
No, I know who you're talking about. The only person who talks less hockey in here than him is the bosses who hate hockey.
But how funny is it that this guy wants to say something smart-ass to me?
Well, it's not even his team. He roots for the other one.
Listen, how about this? Like, if I even blew on you, you'd fall over. So I can't even fight you. You're such a wussy.
I can't believe the rain hasn't washed you into the gutter with all the other scum.
At least I could pick a fight with someone, you know, tough like Mafia, who's 6'5", 240. You know, Kevin seems like a dude that's kind of ripped. He lifts weights. But I'm not going to beat up the old man who's, you know, smoking in the hall. I got to leave him alone. But even he's making fun of me. This guy's making fun of me. I have nothing to do with the hockey team. Do you understand? I'm just the guy that likes to, like, cheer for him and, you know, win the 5 Stanley Cups. I kind of am like a fan. I'm like, wow, my team won another Stanley Cup. Yay! But I'm not the guy that goes around insulting all the other fans and the other teams. And Mafia, when my team beats your team all the time, like the Rangers or the Jets, have I ever, like, insulted you or stuck, like, you know, sent you a bunch of pictures or maybe, you know, when it was over, made fun of you when the game was going on? I never did that.
No, you didn't.
I don't do that to people. You know why? Because you're a D. People that do that are D's, okay?
That lumber in his teeth. Now let him know you're there.
Listen, it's the same thing with people that play basketball, right? They're winning a game, they're up 30, and they're still shooting threes. Not on my watch.
Some guys just, they try too hard.
Mafia, what happens when I'm down 30 and someone pulls up from three?
You get Lambeard.
I will break your nose. I'll even warn you that I'm about to do it. Just so you know, I'm about to break someone's nose, so when you bring the ball up the next time, one of you five's gonna have your nose broken.
You know, there's a time we take a guy like you out back and beat you with a hose.
Remember the game? Didn't we just play in a game and a guy got in my face? What happened to him? Did I get a nice little flagrant technical for my return of serve? In other words, my entire palm of my hand, at the base of my palm of my hand, into his nose and skull and eye, and stuck my thumb down his brain. And that was just a drive-by. I just gave him right to the face and chin and in his nostril, up into his brain and eye socket, and then I dug around in there with my dirty cocaine fingernail.
And if you don't know, now you know.
I've always kept that fingernail long, Mafia knows, over 4 inches long in case, you know, Mafia scores or something when we're on the road and I need a shovel in that moment.
Normally he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
I just wanted to say as well that I've decided to become like Bear Grylls and live in the wild. And I'm going to carry with me, Mafia, the tool that I saw in his show the other day on Netflix. He has a foldable shovel that he uses in case of an emergency in an avalanche or a mudslide, a portable shovel to quickly, take care of the problem. I only used portable shovels when dealing with kilos, actually. Remember, I had the portable. Are we on the air? The portable show. Hello. Check, check, check. 1, 2. Cocaine Cowboys. 1, 2. Check, check. Alan in Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, John Tortorella and Bill Belichick, both in the same boat.
I never could figure out who is worse when it comes to conducting interviews with the media. You know, if they ever met, they'd be very good friends.
I think Tortorella is the nastiest guy in the league. He is a great coach, though. And I think that trap he's using right now will finish off the Lightning. It would appear to me they're in big trouble. Not because they're not even in the same class as that team, but they're beating them with defense and Bobrovsky. So you can't get if you can't get past the neutral zone and you can't get into the zone to get a shot off, you're not going to win. I don't care who you are.
I don't know why I always have to answer these questions. You should ask them.
I love Tortorella because he's a nasty SOB. And
we sucked at a time that you can't suck.
I would love to be next-door neighbors with him because there'd never be an issue of us, like, getting, you know, all that neighborly stuff and being friends and all that. We'd just both just never say anything, maybe wave at best and say, hey, how are you? And then just never talk to each other, which is exactly the way I like it. I don't want to know my neighbors. And if I'm smoking a fatty on the back deck, mind your own Pharrell and business. Stay out of it or I'll beat your face in.
Can't be with that sweet stuff.
Is there anything worse than nosy neighbors that stick their nose in your business? They're watching you. Have you ever seen them like walking the dog or they're walking the kids and they're always snooping around to see what you're doing? You know, that's why, Mafia, I've been accused of mooning several people in my neighborhood. As you know, there's been charges brought up on me showing my ass to neighbors. I like to pull my pants down and show people my onions. Wait, is this stuff acceptable for the air? Because I'm not sure.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.